Now, the U.S. and Israel signed an arms deal worth $10 billion. Under the deal, Washington will provide Tel Aviv with various new weapons, including missiles and advanced radar systems for fighter planes. U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel and Israeli Minister of Military Affairs Moshe Yaalon announced the deal in their joint press conference in Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Israel has admitted to attacking a scientific research facility in Syria back in January. Tel Aviv claims that the airstrike destroyed a convoy of advanced weapons that was bound for Lebanon's Hezbollah movement. The attack left two people dead and five others injured. Well, joining us now on the line from Atlanta is the managing editor and columnist with Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, the U.S. has again been beefing up Israel with arms and state-of-the-art technology, so to speak. Do you think this is an opportune time to be doing this? Specifically, the region is so volatile right now that any such act is going to be seen as a provocation.
It certainly is on a couple levels. What's going on here is we have this problem, even which is so sad in the Obama administration. They're carrying through the neocon preemptive strike doctrine that we want to be in a position to preemptively strike anyone that we want who could be a threat to us in the future. And all that is a cover that we want to be able to attack anyone who can't retaliate. And if a person only wants to have weapons to be able to retaliate, they are not a threat. It's the people who are pushing the preemptive strike doctrine are the threat. And if you look back on what's been happening, it's Israel who's always threatening to attack. It's Israel, it's the U.S. who's saying all options are on the table. Iran is not saying that. They're saying that if we're attacked, we will respond.
Right. So as the U.S. continues to militarize Israel, with the money, let's not forget, the U.S. taxpayers are giving Israel that is being used to purchase these arms off of the U.S. What do you make of this? To what ends is this going to be used for?
Well, what's happening with the public is they have to wake out of their slumber and realize this is $10 billion that's not going to be able to be used for cuts that are being made in our budget. But not only this, it's sustaining the warlike stance in the Middle East, because as long as weapons are flowing, if the Israelis don't have to dig down deep and bankrupt themselves spending money on weapons, they have much less incentive to negotiate and reach a peaceful settlement. And as long as they feel they have military superiority, they're not really going to sit down and do any kind of negotiations, and this is going to continue. And we feel that that may be what the scheme of the whole thing is to keep this going never-endingly.
And also, taking a closer look at home, also, these weapons are being used on the Palestinian population as well. Israel has been accused time and time again of human rights violations. We've seen Palestinian prisoners languishing in Israeli jails without charge, without trial, even being tortured. And this is all being done by U.S. taxpayer money and the arms the U.S. is providing. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, and also against U.S. law and the arms agreements that these weapons were given them to them. It was back in the days when Israel and Syria and Jordan had big armies, lots of tank divisions, and these weapons were given to be able to withstand an attack. They were supposed to protect Israel. And they were never to be used in an offensive capability, which obviously they have when they're using them against people living in refugees camps, and you're using F-16s and missiles to basically fight mortar rounds with. It's just
we're going to have to leave it there. That was Jim W. Dean, the managing editor and columnist with Veterans Today, joining us on the line from Atlanta. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Dean, for your comments here on Press TV.